voiced by the excellence of the Ruah of Almighty Yah, we as Yisrael gather in the presence of our great Abba, as you prepare our minds and our living to receive of your uncompromising emats, the power of your Torah, and cause the mind of Yisrael to be governed by you. And so we prepare our minds and our thoughts for the battle that is set in array by the certain sound of the shofar of Yah.
So he is wonderful unto Israel.
Hallelujah.
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 For this is the day that Yah has granted unto Israel. This is a Shabbaton unto the Beit of Israel. We may rest in the bosom of our Abba. We come in the presence of Yahshua the Lamb to rest. And to hear from Hashemayim the heavens today from our Abba. And so we say, speak to me, Yah. Let your words resonate deep down in my inward parts. That the word may go forth unto Israel, what Yah commands of them. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. Touch the little body of brother Aharon. Bless the little child. As we know, we're in this time of season of this pandemic, most of the times in this nation of the flu season. So rid his body of that virus, that cursed thing, for it's not of Yah, that his mother today and all, and those that are listening with us by live stream today, let the riches of Yahshua fill their minds, that they may shout with great reverence unto you. And all ye Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the riches of Yah in Yahshua fill your mind today. Shalom, shalom. Yah barach you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I certainly do acknowledge the great one and the mighty one of Israel, Yahweh Almighty. We delight in the manifestation of the power of his Emat, the Torah, Yahshua the Lamb. And so we take great comfort in what Yah speaks unto us in the midst of a generation that is arrogant and haughty. It is a wicked generation that is vile. It is an unclean generation that is full of stench. Every kind of vile act that can be perpetrated is done by this generation. And I want to give clarity as to why. And the reason that we see the things that have risen out of this cadre, this confused, perplexed mind, and that is the identity of this wicked nation. She is perplexed. She has no direction. And when one begins to follow their own pernicious wicked ways, there is no avenue that they will not embark upon. And so that's why you have young women today that have no control over their physical attributes. Young men today, they are effeminate. They don't have the strength and the character of a man. They do not have the fullness of a man. They're arrogant. They're full of pride. I will say to you and us all and you that are listening, by live stream, I looked at some of the pictures of the day when LSU won the national championship. The men were sweaty and filthy. The stench poured out of them. And of course, the people that were at the game were alumni, those and booster clubs, and those that could relative, contributed to the university tens of thousands of dollars a year. These are the shakers and brokers of this nation. And yet they let out a howl.
that were so defying that even the beasts of the field would turn from them. And as I watched the young men in the newspaper article, as they all were kissing the trophy, it made no difference who kissed it first. The slobber, the stench, the breath, none whatsoever. And those that are the brokers and shakers of the economy, the intelligentsia, the bourgeois, these were the ones that were capable of being a part of what they call a jubilant festivity. And they shouted, flailing their hands and their arms. Now these are your educated. These are the world leaders. These are the ones that profess in their pomposity of pride, their arrogance, even though they're ignorant as hell. But these are the ones that sat in the stadium with all of their air and all of their conceits. Yet they were not quiet, were they? We shall not be quiet for our Abba. You will go to hell. You will die in your wickedness and your sins. This is a corrupt generation. It is in a quandary. It is perplexed. It is a generation without guidance and direction. Because it will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. That's why the young women are Jezebels and flirtatious. The young men don't even know what a man is. They're effeminate. They're soft. They have no character of a man. None whatsoever. You sound very belligerent, preacher. No, I'm sounding very realistic and very real. That's what we need. Someone that's real. We have the superficial Jezebels. The prognosticators of your wealth, I'll tell you the truth. That frees you from the bondage of your corruption and your sins. Hallelujah. Now there was a direction that I intended to take on today. But as Yah, in the magnificence of His power, as He caused me to rise this morning, my mind is always pondering what Scripture says. The thought of Scripture inundates my mind. Whether I'm awake, whether I'm sleeping, and that is the first thought that entered my mind. And so as I arose this morning and came to prayer, and as I spent more time with Shirai than praying, then I went back to my office and simply opened the book. It is one thing that this nation, that it promotes more than anything. And I began to look up the definition of the words, and across the dictionary spectrum, they all have diversity or difference in the definition. And it is the word capitalism. Capitalism. What is it? What does it mean? And as I began to search the Webster, the Oxford has one that is different. The Wikipedia, they all have different definitions of it. I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is a government that has arisen from the belly of hell. It is not based upon the principles of Yah. And if you want to take advantage of this capitalist society, you must be a shiftless, wicked man or woman. There is no concern for no one at all. There is a depravity of the mind. That's what it's based upon. It is not a system based upon a community of Israel or the people of Yah. It is one that is greed. It is one that secures its wealth by plundering and destroying. These dogs over there in Iraq, they're destroying it. It is amazing. Did you all read the paper of the day? They dropped 40,000 pounds of the massive bombardment upon that people. Within 10 minutes. Can you imagine the terror that captivated the hearts of the little ones? Can you imagine that mother sitting in her home trying to express what is right to do? And this vile, wicked nation, America. Well, if you don't like it, go out of the country. Jezebel, you hypocrite, let me tell you, you're not one that is original to this nation. I don't care whether you're Irish or British.
Jezebel from hell. I don't care whether your skin is black or brown. So you will go to hell with that expression. You go back to where you came. Hallelujah. Oh, you get quiet on me. That's all right. I will proceed. It makes no difference. This generation, this wicked generation, the mind has been shaped by the spirit that Yah has raised up this whore. Because he's going to bring retribution upon this Jezebel. There's no one here that loves Yahweh, nor cares for his perfect offering, for the sins of a house that's rebellious and wicked. One that is shiftless and one that cares not for the pure things of Israel. It doesn't care. So on anyone to operate in this capitalist system that captivates and bring people unto captivity, we must realize that the strength of this nation under the strength of capitalism was brought about on the backs of those that had no power to express any kind of rights. They were broken. They were emaciated. They were brought down lust of the beast. And so this system is an erroneous, false system of hell that destroys the people. Oh, I understand what a capitalist system is. But it's not of that meaning. Even Karl Marx said, the capitalist system. You all know of Karl Marx. I learned about him in the 7th grade of school. In a segregated environment. Even he said that the system of capitalists is one of the most profound systems in the world. Whereby the market calls for those that have the ability to have capital to invest, to create. And then they charge whatever prices they want to charge. You know, Yah tells us that there's a fair market, there's a fair price, and whatever you do. He commands Israel not to be a part of this unscrupulous, wicked system. We must come out of this Jezebelite mindset and begin to walk in the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. We must. I was listening the other day that this man, what's his name? I can't recall his name. It is somewhat, it's an Italian name. Who was the head of this large institution of home mortgage, Countryside. Now, he's been the CEO since 1999, and he has made over $400 million. Aguayas Angelios, whatever his name, I may butcher his name, but that's all right. He ought to be butchered, and Yah's going to butcher him. He made within that span over $400 million. And he knew what was transpiring. You must understand, brothers and sisters, we are an ignorant people. You must understand that this market is not based upon the poor or those that have little. It's based upon the powerful and the rich. And everything else is a puppet unto this system. And yet, I read the other day that Bank of America is purchasing Countryside. Now this man will make off with $80+ million. And yet, those that have invested their pennies, they've lost. They will not recoup one single dime. But this Jezebel, and I said, yeah, how is it that a man, he has no qualities that are exceptional? His charm or his physical beauty, there is none there. How is it that a man of this degree, that can offer nothing really at all, how is it that he is raised to the pinnacle of that power? That men are convinced by his expression and that they will come from all over the world and invest in a market of that nature. There's a reason why. The reason because there's a greed. There's a lust that is so covetous. It is a greed that that one will do anything to get gain. They will destroy anyone. And that's what this nation is doing. It has done that throughout the world. Now you can be gullible all you want to. It makes no difference at all. She will bomb you into smithereens to take your ores. She will set up a false corporations to tax your people and to bring them under slavery or bondage. Yet the cowardice of this nation, those that call themselves the liberals, Those that call themselves the conservatives and those that are neos, and you got the buppies and the yuppies and the rich white and the rich black, and yet they are insensitized to things of that nature. Well, in hell they shall lift their eyes. Do you not know that Yah has raised up this Jezebel? He has. For her government is not based upon Torah. It's based upon the greed of man. Her laws are so complex that Yah only has about 923 or 53, either way you want to look at it. And yet she has tens of millions of laws to complex the mind of an ignorant generation. That their minds have been blown out. That they have no understanding of direction, what is right and pure. Yah has raised up this whore, this capitalist power. She's part of his plan for the times that are ahead. And if you have confidence in her, you shall awaken in the utmost miseries of death and destruction. For our confidence must be in the perfect direction of Almighty Yah. You will not find that in any other path, but through the pathway of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. It's not coming any other way. Period. There's something that is amazing about the capitalists. They go into a nation and they dissect and segregate. Let me tell you all, there is no such race as a white race. There is no such thing as a black race. Oh, I know that the Jerry Falwells, and I know that the Kenny Copelands will not touch on these things. Because they're afraid. There is no such thing as a black race or white race of people that is not a race. It's simply a superlative that describes a people. Whether it describes the demeanor or the superiority that is supposed, it is not. For Yah expressed unto us the tribes of Israel that we have come forth out of. We are the seed of Israel. This must be understood. We're destroyed because we're ignorant. You understand this will destroy all that dark skinned black flesh. It will destroy that white flesh as well. It will destroy it all. We have men today, they are intimidated to speak of the true things that Yah intends for us. But I will, and I will not be bought by the futilities of man. There's not enough to buy me, hallelujah. Because I've been bought by the blood of Yahshua. For my life has been purchased. Hallelujah. There's nothing else to buy of me because I have nothing. Because I have surrendered all unto Him. And so this system, the first thing it segregates along social, economic, upon color of skin, that's what it does. You can say what you want to. The British, they went right there in Sudan and they separated the Hutus from the Tutsis. Why? Because one group was taller and one was shorter. You see it in every nation. I've been to Africa. You go right there in Kenya. There are 30 some different tribes. And I told my brother, they all stink. They're dirty and their skin all look alike. But it ignorance. Yet it creates this mentality. That you raise one up higher than the other. Then they all began to fight. Because they want to eclipse that pinnacle. You can sit in your hypocrisy and say that is not so. But that is the truth. And so the mindset of this capitalism, this power to captivate like Shatan. It is first of all to divide the minds of the people. And that's what it does. And so you have nations that are raging in hell. You go to the Baltic and one of the Serbs and one of this nationality, what in the skin color is all the same. And they both stink and their teeth rot and they all get sick and they die. Yah made man. And from that the tribes of Israel began to come forth. And from that when men began to turn away from the disciplines of Yah, Yah considered them as Gohims, as heathens, and nations that went about to establish their own laws. And America is a heathen nation based upon heathen principles. Her doctrines are heathenistic. Her way is the way of a heathen. That's why we act like heathens. That's why we carry ourselves like heathens. without any conscience, any moral compass. And these Jezebels say they have moral compasses. They have no moral compass. You cannot have a moral compass without the mitzvah of here. For your traditions, as filthy minister rags of a woman, they have no value at all. You and your arrogance, mind of purity and juvenileness, you want to challenge this mind of Yah, challenge me. Hallelujah. Makes no difference who you are. Hallelujah. And I speak this way for your challenge. That shows you the coward thy spirit you have when you speak in your mind, and yet you don't have the audacity, character, and strength to challenge me. You weak thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This capitalist system, it is one that bring into captivity those that are in the lower tiers. Do you all hear me? For Mr. Gates doesn't give a damn about you. He doesn't give a damn about those that are starving over there in that dark continent. Rich man does everything to make money. And scripture says either the Torah is the truth or it's a lie. You all listen to me. Don't play in Yah's house. It's either the scripture says that the rich careth not for the poor, he despises him, or Yah is a liar. And he cannot lie by his immutability. They care not for the poor. They care not. And so this has to do more than just this opponent expression that everyone sees this filthy rich man. That he has a great compassion of those that are in poverty and death. Is not so. It's not so. I was reading the other day that the pharmaceutical, the farm hack, they spend more money on advertisement than they literally spend in research, trying to find the cures. They're spending the money in advertisement. They got the minds of the people twisted on drugs so that people cannot live. They are afraid. They're afraid. They have no confidence in Yah. They have no trust in Him. They don't know how to lay hands. They don't know how to pray. They have no emun or no faith of Yah at all. Let some Jezebel that's greedy for money command unto you what thing is proper for your husband, your wife, your child. Even these dogs of hell do not live by the Hippocratic oath. Hippocrates, he said that the reason we got sickness, I learned this in the seventh grades in a school that was ill-equipped. He said the reason why is because you must understand in the 14th, 15th century, people didn't bathe like they do now. He said because it's cleanliness that they must have. They must clean themselves and a proper dietary law, and you must go back to the Torah to have that. You cannot have a proper dietary law without the Torah. Because the bourgeois say that eating shrimp is fine, or lobster. Eating stingray, that's wonderful. Yah says, don't eat it. Hallelujah. That's what he says. He says, it's not according to this demonic power that you believe. But it's because the people are unclean, they're not bathing, they're not properly cleansing themselves, their bodies are not functioning, because they're not dieting or eating the proper diet that brings about the nutrition to their body. That's why we're sick today. So the world knows that. It causes you to be sickened. It causes one like Monsanto. There was a man the other day, he must pay $350,000. Because he saved 1,500 bushels of that seed from Monsanto that is called, what is that stuff you use to spray for grass? Roundup Ready. They took that man to court. He must pay $350,000. And he lost. And so they feed you death. And then the pharmaceuticals, they are invested in them. They create this line of medicine that twists your mind. You can't think properly. Your functionality or the functions of your body does not function in the proper dimension that Yah commanded. And it is all for the purpose of capitalism to make money. For the love of money is the root of this damn evilness in this foul whore America. And so Jotan raises up these perverts, the bitty hens, the creeping dollars. And these vile things like the T.D. Jakes. I was reading in the paper that Sister Dot brought me this morning. There's the seminar being held in Charlotte. The man's name, if I can recall, is Savelts. I can't recall it. But he's having a seminar of how to prosper in this time for businesses. But the thing that caught me, not who he invited, but he says this in the captures. Non-denominational. So you can come as a Catholic whore, a Jewish whore, white whore, black whore, just come to make money. That's what the whole issue is about. You understand that mindset? It creates this frenzy for the love of money. And that's what the system does. I will go to scripture. I'll lay the foundation. Hallelujah. You can't build a building unless you do some excavation. So I got to get trash out of our minds this morning. So that the foundation can be poured and it began from the bosom of Yahshua the Lamb. For he is the living word of Yah. So I must do a little excavation. Cleanse the trash out of us. So that our ears can hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks on to Israel. So it makes no difference of your denomination. It cross genders. It cross eco-social position. Just come and make money. That is one of the most brutal mindsets of all. This capitalist mindset. It crushes. It kills. It doesn't give a damn about a mother in India working 16 hours a day for this rich dog out of hell with the birth of Shaitan in him. If her baby starves. Doesn't give a damn about that. It doesn't care. There's only one thing, the love of money. Money, honey. Money, money, money. That's the driven factor. And that's why you have the evil that you have that comes from this cauldron of evil, America, this whore, this Jezebel, that has filled every corner of the earth. There is not one nation that has escaped from this spirit of this whore, for her hands are in every nation. Her hands are in every nation. I don't care if you go to the deepest of jungles, to the far reaches places. You will find someone with an NY New York hat on. You will. If they know nothing, they know New York. If they know nothing, they know that America is the land of the gods, the riches. The land of troop. It is not of Yah. It is from hell. I want to read something out of the book that we all despise. We don't care much for it. It doesn't inspire us because we do not believe that it is the inspiration of Yah. Well, it inspires me because it caused my heart to be inspired because no man can speak like this. For the revelation of this came not by the willingness of man. It had to come by a higher power than man. Do you understand? It did not come by the wisdom, the intelligence of man. Because his intelligence, as I said last week, because I dealt with two that thought they were intelligent. And I said to them, what in the hell is intelligence? If America is an intelligent nation, then why are we sick as hell? Why are we broken? Why is our health the way it is? It's an ignorant nation. If it's not intelligent, why are they killing and slaying for what? A dollar. You call that intelligence? Pedophiles, raping your sons and your daughters, perverts. Well, I don't want that form of intelligence. I'd rather have his binah, his understanding, the hukmah, the wisdom of Yah. I'd rather have that. I don't want the scholarly mentality. Because the scholarly mentality will go out and watch 12, 24 young boys pat each other on the butt and try to break each other's neck. And they will cheer that. Ah, go Tigers! Can you see that doctor psychology in the stand? Go LSU. Go LSU. Can you see that Jezebel with a spirit of being had? Woo! Tigers! Yeah, when it comes to Yah, you ignorant jackasses of hell, you think there is no expression to him, you're a fool. He said, let everything that have breath praise him. He means that. He tells you, he say, fool, when you get up in the morning and you see the beauty of my mastery and you don't bless me, you're not even a jackass. You're not even worth a decent rooster, because the rooster will crow in the morning. And the rooster began to sense the rising of the sun. The rooster will crow. Man, there's nothing like that. You see, that's what the rooster will say. There's nothing like that. Woo! Hallelujah. Let a rooster look at that sun. Cock-a-coo! Yeah, boy. No cow here. They say, he knows that this is the right time here. And yet a piece of feces we are, a piece of cow's dung. We don't bless him. And a fool bless someone because of a fading memorial of a memory over a stupid football game. Some men putting a ball in the hoop. How ignorant. How preposterous that is. And you think you're intelligent. You're a fool, jackass. Your superlatives are not choice. I intend for them not to be choice. Because you're not choice. You're denigrating us. No, I'm dealing with a fool. I denigrate the fool. Hallelujah. I want to read a few things out of the book. And you follow along with me. It's in Tehillim, Psalms chapter 10. I want to begin reading at verse 3. Hallelujah. Yah says, as Dawid speaks from the integrity of the Ruach of Yah, as the words began to flow from his inward parts by the visitation of Almighty Yahweh. He says this. He says, for the Rasha, the wicked, they boast of their love's desire, their heart's desire. You must understand what a wicked man is, or those that are Rasha, as scripture characterize and identifies them. Those that are Torah lustness, they defy the Torah of Yah. They reject it. Does this America, is America complicit with the Torah of Yah? She rejects it. She teaches her children, her religious establishment teaches us that. He says that the Rasha, the wicked, boast of their corrupt heart's desire. Well, what is in the heart? Is it deceitful above all things? Is the heart desperately wicked? So when a man boasts of that, then he's boasting of a desire that is wicked, based upon his own lust and his own greed and his own callous nature. Yah tell us to delight ourselves in him. And he will give us the very desires of our love. And that desire should be to please him. To walk in the standards of his statutes, his ordinance, his correction. To obey, to submit. And to do it not as one under a yoke, but because you take great delight in doing it. That's why he said when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing, a beautiful thing. And he has favor of Yah. Because that's what Yahshua is looking for out of the remnant of Israel, a wife. That she will submit and love him and care for him. Not a rambunctious, loud mouth, nerdy, wicked thing out of hell. But that her ruach is tender and gentle. Hallelujah. It will bring the best out of a man. It will bring his strength, will be captivated by that. Sure will. Sure will. You can reject that. Oh, you want to. You can let that trained Jezebel mind of this nation do that. Hallelujah. And cause you to seek other avenues. But there's only one path for daughter to Zion. And that's the path of Yah. So the Rasha, they boast of their own love's desire. And they and blesses, do you all hear that? They brak. Out of their mouths, they blesses the covetous, those that are greedy, the batash. They bless those that are greedy. Those that show the selfish nature of riches and wealth. They're not satisfied with enough. This nation is not satisfied with enough. Do you not understand that this nation, which is less than 4% of the population of the world, and that is somewhat stretching it, that 33% of all the fresh water is in this nation here. We use nearly 33% of all of the natural ores. There is no mindset that Yah says he's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. And we that the people of Yah, we become a part of that spirit that does not care. We don't care. Look, care about the things of Yah. He made this place with the beauty. And look at the wickedness and the greed of man. I've been to foreign countries and I've seen how they ripped them off and robbed them down. Left everything there for the poor people not to have any way to come up or to establish themselves. They deprived them of everything. And that's the power of this captive power to bring men into captivity. You see, these lying preachers tell you, Yah wants you to be rich, but their God doesn't want you to be rich. And it brings people into captivity, doesn't it? Sure it does. There are folks that went in these whorehouses were better off than what they went before they went. They're bound. They're under captivity. Hallelujah. They're in great bondage. And that is what the spirit of capitalists does. It is a spirit that has come out of this twisted mindset of this this Babylonian mindset. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. I don't care what the intellectual scholars teach you. I will teach you what the book says. That is the truth. Hallelujah. They're so educated that they're ignorant-cated. Hallelujah. And how can a man say or a woman says that they have the intellectual properties when they're not the creators of anything? What have you invented or what have you brought light upon? Mr. Einstein didn't bring light upon nothing. Hallelujah. He did not bring any light to anything at all. Because tell me, my friends, these things that his little mind, that the simplicity of mind began to have some understanding. That was done thousands of years ago. Before he was ever thought of, even come forth out of a mother's womb. If he was that brilliant, then tell me how those are the great buildings that they call great. I don't call them great. I call them pagan insignias. Or the pyramids and the great sphinx and the things that were built among the people on the continent of what we call Kemet. Tell me how. And they can't even figure out the dynamics of that. With all of their theory of Einstein relativity. They can't even understand the depths of the boundaries of the creations of here. And never will they. Never will they. But he will open that up unto Israel. Can I tell you how far it expands? When you look at that stuff and see that. And you begin to take reverence in Yah with that. My, that's enough. Because if he did that, he doesn't need to explain nothing else to me. A consuming fire never burns. If he did that, and you take something that's like you that stinks and that builds body odors, and yet our walk is a perpetual falling, and you stand upright. That's enough for me, for the breath to course my body, and I breathe night and day, and I can arise. That's enough. That's enough to maintain my mind. I don't need to go to the outer limits and look for intelligent life. I can look for the life of Yah in his creation here in the Olam of Yah. I don't need to go out there. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to find any kind of intelligent life. Hallelujah. Because the intelligent life that they look for produces nothing but death and poverty and corruption. That's what the spirit of capitalism does. It is one that is ruthless and it doesn't care. It is ruthless. We're seeing that this year with the hay because there is no hay. There is none. Do you not understand that years ago I was buying hay for $12 a bale? And other day, Brother Allen, the brothers went out $55 for one bale and they were not big as those bales. That's what it calls. Because they see a greed, that compulsive greed just rises. I got more and they have less. And that's the spirit of capitalism. See, Yah says, no, that's not how you do it. You do right. You charge them a fair balance. When a balance is false, that's evil. That's an evil when the balance is not the right. America is evil because the balance is not the right. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, you cannot be a part of this cadre in this nation of perplexity and dumbfoundness. We got to come out of the spirit. Hallelujah. We cannot be afraid to deal with truth or the realities. I don't care who it is. Whether it's a black man, a white man, a Jewish man, or an Indian man, it makes no difference at all. We must be able to deal with the reality of the circumstances that are real and that are before us. We can't be false about things. We have to be real. Hallelujah. I declare to you the counsel of Yah. He said, that's what the wicked does, this Rosha. They boast of the heart desire, and their covetous, they're greedy. It says, whom Yah what? whom Yahweh what? He despises. Is America a covetous, a Baltash nation? Yah despises this nation. She does. She says to you, you work for this. I will have this one to work for that. You can buy a pair of $40 tennis shoes. I tell you what, I'll sell you a pair for $100. I will pay her 300% of a penny for each pair. And the rest goes to me because I'm the rich capitalist. I'm the one in power. And they cause a mother to die, her babies to die. You know, Pastor Beppo writes, and you can tell the sincerity of his letter. It is not something that is false. He says to me, he says, Pastor Robert, I bow at your feet. Just help me get some milk and bread for my babies and my wife. When I read those letters, it's hard for me to read them. I can't read them at times because I know that it is not a false nature there. I know that. I know it's real. He said, my beloved brother, I beg of you, I bow at your feet. My wife and my babies are hungry because they're not. He said, I bow at your feet. Please, my brother, you have been so kind to us. I bow. Same thing with Pastor Aji. I wrote him a letter and I scold him and I reproved him. And he writes me back and his humbleness, the quietness of his letter broke my spirit. He says, I must say that for sure the blessings that have come from victory has blessed us mightily. And if I die today, I would speak those same words. How do you fight against that? Tell me. Tell me, what do you say? It breaks me. I can't even read the letters. I have to turn away. I really can't. And this spirit of greed. So it teaches the young minds, they think. It trains them up in this lustful, greedy way. And they become arrogant and pompous. Oh, you have your B-22 I-class. Oh, I'm getting a Lexus. Wicked, ignorant children of hell. They're cursed children. They're cursed. I don't resent one word. I don't repent of nothing I've said. Not one. Hallelujah. He says, whom Yah abhors, he hates them. He despises them. He look upon this nation and say, what a Jezebel. And the only thing that prevents him from taking immediate terror upon this nation is just that the sons of Yaakov, they can't be consumed before the time that Yah has planned it. They cannot. Because of his mercies and because of what he has already laid out, we that are sons of Israel, he cannot. For his own word, he stands in the bounds of his own words unto Abraham, Yishak and Yaakov, unto Israel. He cannot go beyond the boundaries. He cannot. He said, I hate them. I hate them. I despise them. Well, I know Creflo Dollar tells you he doesn't hate lies from hell. Two sons, twins, yet unborn, neither having done tov or ra, evil or any wonderful thing, yet he hated Esau and he loved Yaakov. And there are Esau's that are born every day. He hates. He hates them. And that's where the enemy is trying to find the Yaakov. So he's trying to identify them with some kind of black-skinned flesh. He's trying to identify them with some white-skinned flesh. And look, hypocrites, don't talk to me. I hear from them all. Whether they say they're the true seed of Israel, whether they're coming, I hear from them from Israel. I hear from those that call themselves Jews. I hear from those that call themselves black Hebrews, white Hebrews, Mexican, the Philip. I hear from them all. Believe me. So don't come to me with that. I know what they say. I know what they teach. And they're all children of hell. For the seed of Israel, the identity of Yaakov, they will prevail in this capitalist system. They will not. Your name shall be called not Yaakov, Israel. For thou hast prevailed even against the Esau's. Israel shall prevail. For they have the power of the prevailing power of Yah in them. And that is the might of his Torah written in the leather. Do you understand? Do you hear me? And those that write me, they're so full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
Many times I don't even answer them.
I do not.
Because you're not going to convince them. And they certainly cannot convince me. Hallelujah.
He says in verse 4, listen to me. He says, the wicked, the Rasha, the wicked, through the Prah, the Gobah. And that's what the wicked has, pride. The arrogant, the haughty. The wicked through the Gobah, the pride of his countenance. And you can't tell when a man has pride in his countenance. You can tell when a woman thinks she's of the upper crescent, that she's full of pride. You look at their countenance, you look at the expression of their eyebrows and their facial expression. It's almost like a rich man looking on a poor man. He's
sneering that. Ah. That's what he does. He said the wicked by their Gobah, their countenance, their pride, will not seek Yahweh. Do you all hear that? The wicked will not seek Yahweh. Yahweh is always in his thought. He is not. He is never at all in his thoughts. His mesimah. That's a mess in that thing, isn't it? Hallelujah. Yahweh is not at all in his thoughts. He is not in his purpose. He is not in his discretion, his discernment. Yahweh is not at all in his plots or his devices. Is Yahweh in the thought of this capitalist society that we live in? It drives the very thought of his Torah from you. It drives the very thought of his Torah from you. There's a driven greed. You don't care how you get it. You will lie to get credit cards. You will lie to get home loans. They will do everything to get this distress because the spirit of this whore. That's why she's a whore. She's alluring. She draws you as she shakes her fan and says, come honey. You don't realize that you're not the first one that she seduced. And you think you got it all by yourself. You're a fool. Hallelujah. So the Russia, the wicked, America's a wicked nation. Yeah, it's not in the thought of America. In her curriculum in school, her college-bound students, they're taught to be drunk, and the women taught to be hoes, and the men taught to be punkish and punks. That's what they're taught. They're taught to disregard the women. They're taught to go there, and the women, wait till the spring break things start. Them hoes will be down there in Florida like dogs. And of course, the boys follow them like dogs, the guys. I'm going to give us a definition. I don't want the people of Yah, you that are listening to me, don't ever call here and use that word to me, you guys. You know, I've allowed people to use that, but I'm going to stop that. I'm going to show you what it means today, all right? From the scholarly mindset. We're not guys. My wife is not a guy. It's a very derogative expression anyway. Hallelujah. Just like a gay calls himself a gay. He's not a gay. I'm a gayish man because I'm happy in Yahshua. Hallelujah. I have the gilah. And so they train your daughters and sons to be rebellious, your daughters to be hoes, and to drink like a slut. And every kind of felon college crawled through her legs. She opened her leg for every man. You all better hear this. That's what they teach your daughters. They cheat and they lie. They cheat on tests, on their tests. Y'all see it that way, tests. Well, your grammar is atrocious to tell me how splendid is yours. Hallelujah. Grammar never makes a man. The ones that have grammar, they are the most repulsive men on the face of the earth. They talk eloquent and they, as they use the word, quote, articulate, unquote. And yet they're the most ruthless. Look at this, Jezebel. They're blaming Mr. Mushara over there in Pakistan for the death of Miss Buddha. Aren't they not? And yet this whore in this nation, Miss Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, she prodded, she compelled the woman, go back and you have become chief of friends. Why's not the blood on this Jezebel's hands? Why's not this Jezebel there by Mr. Bush side? Why's not on her hand? The woman was living in exile. She'd have been all right. Hallelujah. And so this nation prodded her back, didn't they? And she's such a cowardly nation. Instead of saying, well, if Condoleezza had not acted on that agenda, maybe we could have prevented it. And now they say, Mr. Musharraf. Come on, the man can't even keep that crowd intact there. Yet America will not, that's a cowardly spirit. Will not take the blame for anything. Mama, she didn't know. She made me do. Mama, no, Mama, no. No, she didn't make you do it. You were along with process because you wanted to get what was in it. And so that's why she went along and raised up a 19-year-old boy that doesn't even know his equilibrium is not even balanced. And he's the leader. Hallelujah. Well, Dawid was the leader, but he had the Ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. This young boy got the spirit of his lamb. It's not a lamb in that religious quadre. Hallelujah. So what a perplexity and death. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. David said, his ways are always grievous, and that is prosperous. Verse 5. He says, your mishpat, or your judgments, are far above and out of his sight. He has no conscience of the mishpat, the judgment of Yah. Does this nation fear the judgment of Yah? We, even as a people, don't even fear the mishpat of Yah. We do wickedly, and it rots off our backs like water off a duck's back. Because we think Yah doesn't see us. As I spoke to us, as Brother Patrick brought that clearly out unto us, about the Yareh. It's more than just a fear of Yah, it is a psychological fear. It is one mother, Eunice, when the mama wasn't around and daddy, you knew not to do wrong because there was a psychological fear there. And you said, I know she doesn't see me and daddy's nowhere around. But if I do that and he finds out, I am in trouble. And so when you did something wrong, you came back and said, mama, I did that. I need you, mama. I won't do it again. And it gave you a strength of confidence. It was when mama said, what did you do, Eunice? Oh, I didn't do that. Well, you questioned me, mama. Then you began to rise in your pride, your arrogance. Your brow began to change. And she said, little heifer, I'll knock you down. And she would knock you down, too. Hallelujah. This punk spirit today, and I use that punkish. These punkish boys and girls will rise up in their parents' face, tell them to go to hell. That's a punk. He will not do it out there on the streets when someone will bust his butt. They're punks. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. That's a punk. That's not even a punk. Hallelujah. His ways are always grievous. Your mishpat, your judgments are far above and out of his sight. For all his enemies, he puffs. He puka. He puffs at them. It's almost like we used to say in the day, puff, puff. He puff. He puffs at them. Puka. He said they mean nothing. Even his enemies means nothing to him. America, she says, puff at the nations. And yet this nation is broke, brothers and sisters. The corporations, these dogs that are leading the Merrill Lynch's and the Lehman Brothers, they're walking out with $500 million. And the people that have put their monies in there, they have no voice. They have robbed them. It's nothing but a robbing institution. I can tell you one place, invest your monies that the return is great. That's with Yah. Hallelujah. 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 You cannot beat Yah given. I believe that. You know that the more that you give, the more he will give back to you. Just give to Yah, because Yah really cares. Oh, you cannot beat Yahweh giving. They give to the banks. They give to the institutions and they're robbed. These are these buppies and yuppies living in $500,000. 1,000 feet bedroom houses or condos, their bonuses $600,000-$700,000, and yet they rob the little small man who's trying to retire. Well, my friend, quit putting your money among thieves. They're dogs and they're thieves. That's what a guy is, a dog. That's what it is. That's why the people use the word guy. Dogs. I will show you the definition as I conclude here. Hallelujah. I may not even get through the course of this, but that's all right. I'll get enough out to you. Whether you're going to like me or you're going to despise me, it makes no difference whether you like me or despise me. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior. That's right. I battle too. And I'm tough. Sure I am. I am tough. And I love a good battle. Sure I do. I love that. Makes you stronger. I love a tremendous spiritual confrontation see whether what's in me, there's a reason to have hope in it or not. And I have the tikvah, the hope of Yah, and the simple truths that he depart unto me or impart unto me. His mouth is full. Now look what he says in verse 6. I want to move quickly. He says in his love, I shall not be moved. Is this the nature of this nation? No one moves America. Preemptive structures make no difference at all. You're preaching politics. No, I'm preaching you the identity of this whore. She says, I will not be moved. Our riches, our wealth shall sustain us. Our name as USA. She says, I will not. Is that not the mindset? I will not be moved. I am predominant. I am the most superb species of nations. My education system is the best, and you produce nothing but fools and whores and retards and illegits. She doesn't produce a mind that garners the Torah of Yah or the Shalom of Yah. Nothing but death. Her most prominent engineers, their minds on killing and destroying. I thought about that the other day. They dropped 40,000 pounds of bomb in 10 minutes. Brothers and sisters, you can't even comprehend that. I was in the military. I'm a Vietnam era non-combat veteran. And when we were in Fort Leonard, Missouri, they would show us the devastation, like those Claymore mines. It sets like it's a little old thing about this size, this book like this. And it sets up on tripod. And it has buckshot in it. And when you trip that, if it's all us and Brother David's walking, leading us, and he tripped that, it will get everything. It's just like hundreds of thousands of bow barons just hit the brain and everything and destroy. And when they would set off those detonation charges there, they would say, come look at this. And we will go, brothers and sisters, and the whole earth would just tremble. And you go to the place and it's something this big right here, just cradles us in the ground. They will shoot those houses. And I'll sat and looked at those houses when they sit and when they shoot. And those things would jump back sometime 10 feet. They would jump. Those big gun. Those houses, those tanks. They would jump and move for him. Here's Brother Dave. And they can drop that thing on the mark 100 miles away. Sit right here in Columbia, they bomb it up. Don't even get close. That's the truth. That is the truth. And yet the minds of the intelligent think of death and killing. I don't care what it is. The food is nothing but death. The most productive agrobus that produced death is one based upon greed and cloning. Yah, he gave bulls. Take care of the cow. And the bull will produce little bulls. And it will produce little heifers. That's what he did. He made that. He did not intend for man to clone it. He made seeds after his own kind. And they will produce enough. It's just the greed and the wickedness of man. It's his lust, his callousness, and the spirit of that is captivated under a captive system of capitalism. It is one of greed. It is one of cruelty. It is one of oppression, suppression, and depression. You wonder why your mind is oppressed, suppressed. You wonder why you're depressed because under a system like this, it does not. They're coming out with this new ID, brothers and sisters. You understand? Now, it does give a reprieval unto those that are in my age category. Those that were born, if you're born before 64, you're going to have to, born after 64, you're going to have this ID now. It's coming within the next few years by 2011, 2016, 17, the whole thing is going to be implemented. That is going to have basically everything about you in that driver's license, and you must have it. Do you understand? They're going to control the masses of the people. They're going to control us even in the mind. They're controlling you already with the televisions and the computers and all of that. They're already controlling the minds of the people. That's why the babies and the minds are not functioning. When I was a kid, we got out, we played, we ran, we romped, we discovered, we were discoverers, we found, we looked, we searched, we identified. We were hungry. We could go to the woods and find something to eat. We knew berries, June berries, and all kinds of berries, strawberries, blackberries, whatever it was. We knew how to find it. We knew the herbs that were right. If nothing else, we could go to the dirt hill and pull out some red dirt. We were ignorant. We didn't realize what we were doing. You do understand that within that old red clay, that was all 112 elements that a man need for his body? Everything. Cobalt, iron, everything. Phosphorus, potassium, calcium. You wonder why old granny went out there and got that old red clay? Because she knew it would work. Someone get a broken ankle, honey, you didn't go to no doctor. They just wrapped some old red clay, got that mud, daddy, put some herbs in there, and that's what they did. That's the truth. Laid that on, you made a cast out of red clay. And wrapped that thing down with some rags, and you walk the next day. Sure they did. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's magnificent, isn't he? He knows everything we need. He put it here. And so this, the mind of Shatan is trying to alter that. That's what our bodies can function, brothers and sisters. That's why we're lazy. That's why we have no energy. That's why our minds do not articulate. Come on, don't you know that that mind that he put, listen, brothers and sisters, I got to finish. But that mind he put in man, do you know how powerful that thing was? That Yah talked with him. And he walked with man, and he talked with him. I can't even fathom that. That is unimaginable. Did you all hear me? He talked with man. So how you doing? He said, oh, you're so great, Abba. You're spending every day. Even I can express that. It's because of sin. Wickedness. Because man challenged Yah. And that's why he's not speaking in this damnable generation. He's speaking to Israel. By the witness and the truth of Yeshua. These dogs that say their God is speaking to them. Their God is Shatan, but not the mighty creator. He is not speaking to them. He is not. This is a Rasha. This is a wicked generation. He says, look what's out of his mouth in verse 7. His mouth is full of cursing Allah. That's what his mouth is full of, cursing. Now, will you say, Pastor Robert, you use the word damn and all of that as cursing. No, what that word Allah mean? It is that one is not faithful to the oath that has been constituted. That is what Allah mean. That's how you, just almost like Allah. Allah. It is that one is not faithful to the constitution of the oath that has been performed. They will not perform it. One says, damn, that's not cursing. Just in part of this ignorant grammar that we have in America, that is a compilation of every kind of robbery and thievery of every language to bring together an amalgamation of languages and to produce what we call English, that it has so many words that even those that speak English is confused by. 400,000 words plus 3,000 added every year seems like to me that's quite dumb. Dumb to me. Don't seem like no intelligence or wise men. They're not sure of themselves. They're dumb. They're ignorant. You call that intelligence? Mine. My vocabulary surrounds around maybe 200 words of that. Yours too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not the will of Yah. So they're cursing, their mouths are full of cursing and deceit, they're treacherous and fraud. Took. Took. That's what fraud is. Took. Took. So they take from people. Full of fraud. Hebrew, it is expressed took. So they took from you, and they take every day. They rob you. They tax you when you're dead, and they dig you out of the grave and then get their taxes. And they bury you again and realize you missed that 3 cents. They dig you up again and say, give me that. And that's this wicked capitalist system. It is the tentacle of Shatan. When he said to Yahshua, this is mine, I give to whom I want to, and he established a government that will reverence him mightily. And that will be the love and the greed of money. That will be one compulsion to have money. He raised up whorehouses in America we call churches. That's what their whorehouses, they're called churches. And they're based upon that one principle. God wants you to be rich. And their God doesn't give a damn about them. They're scurrying. They're poor. They have nothing. Nothing at all. They're bound to a system. They oppress. They're sickly. Their minds are not at ease or at shalom. So it's not of Yah. So in their mouth is full of fraud or took. And under their tongue now, see they hide that. Under their tongue is mischief. Their wicked practices and they're full of vanity. They're full of ovin. They're full of vanity. They're empty. There's nothing there. That's why you cannot take the name of Yah in vain, because his name is not one of vanity. His name is not empty. You cannot take it in vain. That is the spirit of this greed today. And capitalism, she is the mother birth of that spirit that defies the Torah of Yah. You don't covet your neighbor. You don't be greedy for your neighbor's things. Hallelujah. So the capitalists say, you start the same kind of business I've started. I'm going to drive you out of business. The capitalists say, you owe me $3,000. Yah says that at the end of 7 years, you forgive him and I'll bless you. The capitalists say, like hell, I'm going to drive you. I'm going to send everyone after you until I get that $3,000 plus. I'm going to charge you 40% interest. What a wicked dog out of hell. The balance of Yah is just and is right. These ignorant jackasses coming out of college, come on, that's stupefying to me. They go to college, they pay 50, 60, 80, 100,000, they're $200,000 in debt. Come on! I think a wise man will save the 200 grand and start a little small enterprise, build him a nice little house, buy him a piece of land, grow a little food. He's happy, his wife, his children, come on, that's sense to me. But the capitalists, because of the envy and the vanity of the system, you always compare yourself with each other. And you have nothing just like your neighbor. Hallelujah. I don't know why Yah instructed me this way or he led me this way this moment. That's all right. I won't gain too many friends, but that's all right. I have a friend in Yahshua. That's all right. Hallelujah. Don't intend to gain that many. You must show yourself friendly. I am friendly. Verse 8, he sits in the hiding places of the village. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. He kills the innocent. His eyes are on the lookout against the poor or the helpless. He destroys the poor and the helpless. What a shame. What a wickedness. That's what America does. That's what capitalism does. It destroys the poor and those that are helpless around the world. It destroys them. I remember listening to a documentary of this woman from India. She made $11 a week. And they buy garments there that will last for maybe 2 months. But it was a taxing experience to purchase things. She made enough just to feed her babies. You know how she lived in utter slums and the epitome of poverty. And what they did, they brought her to America because sometimes she would have to sleep at the factory. Because the court, if it was not met, sitting on a little stool, that her back, you know, no concern for the woman. Even her dog will care for you. Even her dog lick the soles of Eeyore. Even Lazarus was poor, and he was full of stench. And the dogs had compassion on him. This Jezebel, whore, she's not even a dog. The spirit of America is not even the spirit of a dog. Even a dog will lick you. Hallelujah. Even a dog is appreciative. And they brought her to America and took her to Walmart. Those rich, pompous dogs. That's what they are. And they brought her to America and she was just overtaken at the price when they translated that into rubles. What was paid for, pair she would, I could, even 1 year, she could not even buy a pair. Someone making $130 1 year, that's the GDP of many, many parts of the world. But we're pompous, we're full of pride. Well, I went to Harvard, I went to Georgia Tech. I went to Johnson C. Smith, I Mother United Negro College Fund. These pompous pigs. And they have the Greek sororities in their frat houses and fraternities. They're ignorant. Yahshua said the Greek, they think they're smart. That's why they're always trying to impress them. They're dumb jackasses. They can't even live a shalom with each other. I'd rather live with a man that talks like a user going to go here and you go and you go. Then I can be a shalom with. They're a pompous, arrogant, prideful pig. They think because he has a piece of sheepskin or something that constitutes a man, you're a boy. Get out here in the fields with me. Let me say you can work in the sun, boy. Come on, take your shirt off if you want to. Come on. Let me say you can dig a ditch. Come on, boy. Let's get the wheelbarrow. Let's find out what you got. You see, the strength of a man is the mindset of Yah. See, that strength, when he put him out, he put him in the garden, didn't he? He said, you're going to toil, boy. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, when you get out there and that old sun is baking around 110 degrees, that's pretty hot, isn't it, D? Ooh, Brother James, you know what? That's pretty hot. You down there picking them watermelons, those back in the you find a boy, because I need lava. I can't tap this out. I gotta go. I can't handle it. That's what a boy would do. And they think they're men raising up these little effeminate boys. I speak like this for a reason. Hallelujah. 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 He waits in secret as a lion in his den. He lie in wait to catch the helpless, the poor. He does catch the poor, the helpless, when he draws him into the net. Now, brothers and sisters, now this capitalist power is drawing you into the net of bondage. Greed, their magazines, you got to have, you must have. Yah tells us to have food and raiment, not even a change of clothing. You ought to shout, be content, and bless Yah. And yet this net that the wicked capitalist set for you, they draw you into bondage. You gotta have that. Gotta have more than more. What? I will, my friend, captivate you with the trinkets and colorings. That's so false and so unreal. And they never add one iota of a dimension to one's life, one's character. It never builds any strength at all. As a matter of fact, it makes you a little weaker. So they set their net for you. They have the media, the television, the papers, the books. You wonder at the books that they send out, the catalogs. Man, they're losing money. They will send them out 10 to 1 address. You would think that they would have a system that would be wise enough to say, whoa, 717 Miller Road, we got 10 going there. Oh, let's hold up. Sitting one there, they're all there. Let them share that. That's what a wise man would do. He said, we'll save money. Save a few dollars. You know, I tell people when they call or they write, I want this, this, and that. I want copies. I say, look, we are a very small ministry, and we cannot allocate finance. And these are people that will not send a nickel. I said, it's all there free. Take anything you want. You can take the messages and change them. I don't care. I have no patent on anything. You can alter them. You can take anything, the writings and in the booklets, take them. It's free. And if you go through our website, we got, how many pages do we have, Brother Allen? 3,000 pages, honey, that's a big book. You go through that first. You don't need nothing else but go through that. You go through the website. It's one of the largest one up there. You go through that, that's enough to keep you in check for about a year. Hallelujah. You don't need nothing else. And then when I say one nick, I say, they're free, take it. I don't care what you do with it. Take it. You can alter it. No copyrights. Whatever you want to do with it. I'm glad that he has written this in my lab. You understand? And he is the master copywriting. You understand, brothers and sisters? I know my mind and my thoughts are going different directions. You understand that these massive pharmaceuticals, the reason that they are promoting their medicine, because a lot of these medicines after 20, 25 years, the patent goes on and people can take them and make them. That's why America despises China. America hate that country. America take a country like China because the capitalists in this nation, they hate it because they love money so. China will get a copy of one Luther Vandross and print billions and sell it for dirt cheap. Do you understand? So America says they're stealing our copyrights, and yet this whore borrows $1 billion every day from her. Come on, brothers and sisters. Lehman Brothers, and what is this large one that Lehman Brothers, what is the one other day that they're borrowing money from? Isn't that amazing? The Saudi, and they're borrowing money from China. Hallelujah. They're borrowing money from them. Hallelujah. And during that 9/11, those men did not come from Iran. They did not come from Iraq. They came from Saudi Arabia. Hallelujah. They came from the Saudi nation. A nation that was set up by this pompous whore in Britain. You understand? A royal family that oppresses everyone there. Oppresses the women. Oppresses the men. Oppresses the poor. And there are 5,000, 6,000 princes and princesses. Prince and princesses. And they rule the wealth of the nation. And keep the people in utter poverty. But yet this Jezebel crushes a little neighbor like Cuba.
damns Haiti, destroys nations like that, go in and destroy a man that was duly elected in a democratic process. Jean-Baptiste Aristide, he was elected under their own kind of system. And they kicked him out of the country. Mr. Bush says, we will not help. This is a wicked Jezebel. She's a whore. I don't want to be a part of her. Will you criticize her? Can I ask you a question? All of you, I want you to think for 1 second. Do any of you all have you had any friends you ever criticized? You got quiet hypocrites. Isn't that amazing? I will criticize this whore because there's no justice in America. When you find justice missing, that caused Yah his vengeance to destroy a nation faster than anything. There's no justice among the thievery of this nation, America. Hallelujah. Her spirit is found in this book right here. Oh, this is what David was dealing with. She lies in secret places. They secretly conjure up things to alter your mind, your thought process. They do that. They do things subliminally to impart things into your mind, to make you buy, to make you eat, to make you do that. They do that, brothers and sisters. They do that. They do that. Hallelujah. They have twisted your children. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, that listen to this. I'm going to finish. That this establishment of media, they say that, certainly these video games and television doesn't alter the perception of people. Then why in the hell would they spend $3.2 million for a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl? Why do they advertise on that thing all the time? Why are they bombarding you with that if it doesn't affect your mind? Tell me. You the educated ones, you intelligent. Why am I? Don't insult my intelligence. What kind of intelligence you got? You ignorant thing. And yet they spend billions of dollars to advertise, to promote. They are marketing a certain group because the little kids from about her age, 7, 8, 9 years old, to about 15, that is a tremendous industry there. That is about a $5-15 billion industry a year. That's the kind of money the parents give to their children to blow. That's a lot of money. That nations with GDPs that are not that. Well, why do they target them if they're not trying to impart some kind of subliminal message in their mind? Tell me. Mama, no. I don't want June Bell. I want Chikaruka. Why Chikaruka? They look like, no, mama. That's what everybody wears, Chikarukas. Told you, my brother. What would these right here special? No, mama. No. They got to be Chikarukas. Would these cost $15.99? Those Chikarukas, honey, they're $120. I know. But I got to have some Chikarukas. Hallelujah. You don't have to be with me. Make sure there was at all. But that's what this capitalist spirit does. It is ruthless. It's wicked. So when I look at the definitions of the word capitalism, I say, this ain't right here. This is wrong. I know what it means, but I want to look at it again. I'm an ignorant man. So I constantly look at words. I look at the etymology. I try to find the depth of words. I say, this is not right. It's a corrupt system. It is a system of captivity and slavery and bondage. It destroys, especially those that have no voice, the helpless. So I speak by the Ruach of Yah. For Israel. The voice of Israel is not heard. The only way that their voice were heard in Mizraim was the cry of the oppressors. They were being oppressed so that they cried. And Yah visit them and said, my children, my little ones. He said, I'm going to raise up one out of the waters of this living truth, Moshe. He's going to come and make my people free. Hallelujah. He's going to take you out into a place where you can worship me. Do not they worship the tiger of LSU? Did not they do that? When whoever won the Super Bowl this year, whether it's New England, I'm talking about the dignified folks now. Listen to me. They will riot like fools. They will turn over cars. They will light cars on fire. Don't let the thugs out there in the hood in Los Angeles do something like that. It's repulsive, but them hoods, the ones in the same hood, the thugs and the lawyers, and these are not thugs, what they would call thuggish kids. They're those that are the, yeah, I will. They're the ones, don't you know that some of the most prestigious institutions in America right there in Boston area? The Ivy League, the most institutionalized institution that was raised on the back of depravity and racism and segregation. That's what it was. Whether you buy it or not, it's just the truth. Why are we afraid of things that are the truth? Just, come on. That doesn't mean you have to operate in that spirit. Yeah, it is right, my brother. You don't operate in that spirit. You operate in the spirit of imat, truth. Hallelujah. You all get intimidated and afraid. Just tell the truth. I don't care if it's to a black man or a white man or a Jew. Tell the truth. If he doesn't like it, so what? Just tell the truth. I'd rather you be honest with me. Don't play me as a fool. I'd rather you play me as an ignorant. Don't play me as a fool now. Because the fool says, yeah, you're not even in my thoughts. He's in my thought, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My payday is not in the filthy trinkets of this life. But yet, if New England wins the Super Bowl, it'd be like a pack of fools up there. They would turn over cars. What'd you hypocrites say? They would set them afire. They would come from Harvard. They would come from Brown. They will come from Cornell. Oh, that's right there together, New York, Cornell. They will come from Ithaca. They will come from all of the most popular New York. They will act like fools. That is the truth. Hallelujah. And they will be in the center of the city too, turning over cars, lighting them. Yeah! And yet Yah says to us, he says, I made you wonderfully. Listen to me. Listen, don't respond. He says, all I want you to do is just praise me. I inhabit the praises of my Kedoshim. This is me. And yet they act like fools over 45 funky men when they, and they're going, the first thing they do, they're going there, come around everybody. Let's pray you, Lord. We bless you, God. We broke old Quentin Jones' kneecap. We took old Brady out. He may be crippled, but that's all right. We didn't mean to. We broke Shift Brown's nose. We take you for the Super Bowl. We bless you, God, in your name, God. Let's drink! And they would drink like gluttonous fools and eat and drunkenness and sexual impurities and immoralities. That's the way it's going to happen. I said again, it's going to happen that way. Hallelujah. They're going to get drunk and sex, and they're going to have sex, and they're going to do all kind of vile, wicked things. You tell me y'all's in the midst of that. You know them skyboxes, those things they call skyboxes? Them big booths? Poor people don't sit in those. The Bill Gates of the world and the Paul Allens and the Warren Buffetts, they sit in those. Can you imagine somewhere like a Dallas Cowboy? You got your skybox that seats 25 people. Cost you $1 million a year. No, just $1 million a year. And then there are other amenities that you got to pay for. Well, if you won't put a prince mind, you get that free. But if you won't Jean Bichon Parastite, that will cost you an extra $100,000 a year. Well, put it in. Do you understand? These are the movers and shakers of the corporations. And you, believe me, they're not sitting in there taking notes or trying to figure some mathematical formula. They're getting drunk. They're sitting with the spirit. Jim, look at that ball. That's how they act. And you intelligent retards, you come before Yah and you can't lift your hands when the word of Yah tells you that you're a spiritual retard. Hallelujah. I don't take nothing back. Hallelujah. That's what you are. Yah means what he says. He's not taking anything back. Hallelujah. They crouch. Verse 10. He crouches and he humbles himself that the poor may fall by his strength. He has said in his leaven his heart, Yahweh has shakol. He has forgotten. He doesn't even recognize. He hides his face. He will never see it. He will never ra'ah. He will never see or comprehend what I am doing. Now, is this not the nature of America? No one sees her wickedness, but her wickedness is profound. Her capitalist power is steeped in satanic worship. It's one of greed. That's why Shatan says unto Yah, I will extend my throne above the throne of Yah. I will sit in the mountain of Yah. That's what America says. She's a god among gods, and she is. But all gods come down. All gods. That was an old proverb. It was heard in this nation. What goes up, it must come down. She's coming down, my friends. And you that have that desire or your strength is based in this whore, you're going to fall like a drunken Jezebel. She is the producer, proliferator of every kind of vile, corrupt spirit it is. That's why young men have no strength. That's why she's sacrificing the young men and the women to Moloch in Iraq, giving them to the fire of the bombs and death. They're coming back, their bodies maimed, their minds. And I was reading the other day, do you all hear me? Listen, brothers and sisters. This is a twisted damn nation. They already have a drug that's ready to put in the soldiers that they will not even have the sensitivity to war trauma, to alter the molecular structure of their brain. This is a wicked nation. So they can send your sons and daughters to Iraq, Iran, to Mombasa, anywhere. They can kill and have no thought. Well, they won't do that. My brothers and sisters, why do you think that people, with the way that we eat, the diet and the things that they're feeding us, we do things that there's no conscious of it because it has an effect on our brains. It has an effect on our blood flow and the way our blood flow. It has an effect on the purity of our blood. For the blood carries the oxygen. You got to have that. And so they deplete that oxygen from our mind. They feed you this damn trash. You eat it. You think you're eating something. Then our bodies become so disproportionately they have no power to control or any aspect of our body. The fats, the sugar, can't control nothing. So they have a drug that they will impart into those that go into Iraq. Well, how will they do that? How do you think they deal with the prisoners? Can I tell all of something? They have what they call for the prisoners. Do you hear me, my sister? It is called what we call saltpeter. They put it in the food so that the men will not get arousements in prison, that they won't rape each other. That's how they do it. It is one of the most powerful conglomerates in the world today. It is. I listened to Ron Paul yesterday. If there's one thing that I do have, I will tell you all this. I do have what we call Sirius Radio. It is a satellite radio. They have about 135 stations on it. I listen to different type talk shows at times. I do have that. If it's any little comfort, that's not even a comfort to me. I don't want to say that. But if there's anything that I do have Sirius Radio. And I listen. And sometimes I listen to Wolf Blitzer. And he was talking with Ron Paul the other day. Not that I'm a politician. Not that I desire to know or vote or nor will I vote for any of them. But I was listening to Ron Paul. What he was saying. And he said because they brought up an article on him that he wrote an article in 1969-70 that he ridiculed people of color. He ridiculed Martin Luther King and everything. And he said to them, he said, no, the problem is that the people of color, I am the only man out there that will speak to their issue honestly. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, if I was president, I would give a pardon to everyone. He said, the prison houses and the judicial system, it is racist, it is corrupt, it brings young men into bondage. He said, I will pardon every last one of them that do not have these violent drug offenses. It's nothing but a conglomerate corporation that abuses and uses and take advantage of the poor. He said, now they write that because I speak to the issue. I have more people of color sending me money than they do and they don't like it. Well, I've listened to the man quite often. He's a very simple man, but I like what he says because it's truth. He deals with a straightforwardness. Not like this little thing, they're raising up this Obama or this Hillary Jezebel. They're all institutionalized in the spirit of hell, and they have one purpose. They all become rich when they leave, don't they? Mr. Bill Clinton, he was just a poor hick when he went in there. Mr. Johnson was a poor hick, and they left, they were worth billion. He left Lady Bird $50 million. Come on. Hallelujah. At least this man speak with some integrity. He said, no, that's just the truth. And Wolf Blitzer, you know, he's the type, I don't know if you've heard of him. I don't watch television, so I don't know. He called it some room that they have. What is it? But Wolf Blitzer, what is it? Yeah, Situation Room. That's it, Situation Room. He had David Dukes on there one day. If you really listen to David Dukes, what the man says, if you listen to the man, I know what propaganda we've heard, what we've heard on the man and all that. He had David Dukes on there because he went to Iran when there was a meeting about the Holocaust. And Wolf Blitzer had him on there. And, of course, David Dukes handled him relatively easily, too. He really blew the man away. He really set the man in his place. He really embarrassed the man tremendously. They showed him how ignorant he really was. He really did. And so those situations, they have people on there to intrigue the people or to promote what they're trying to convey or to have the mindset to believe that. Well, Mr. Paul would not let them do that. He said, no, you hold up. You hold up. I'm not going to let you take me off the direction of what is actual and what is false. See, that's what they do. They give little sound bites. Tell me, brothers and sisters, listen to me. Tell me what kind of 30-second commercial imparted to one's mind that it affect them. It has an effect. Tell me, come on. Tell me, 30 seconds? That corporation will spend $3.2 billion just for 30 seconds. They don't care when the ad is. They just want 30 seconds. And that will garner them millions of dollars. Because it will have an effect on the minds of the people. It will have an effect. It will, my brothers and sisters. That's what the Torah of Yah must do to Yisrael. It must have an effect on their mind. It must be our mind. It must be our thought. It will have a tremendous effect. That's what we must hear. That's what we must study the book. That's why we must love it. That's why it must be a part of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has to be. Scripture says in Mishkuli in Proverbs, turn quickly. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:27. He says that he that is greedy of botash, greedy of gain, trouble his own house, but he that hate gifts shall live. He that is greedy or covetous, botash, to gain wrongfully or to gain by violence. Are we gaining all by violence today? Come on, my brothers and sisters, don't be hypocrites. The major conglomerates of BP, British Petroleum, they have diced up Iraq. They have totally devastated what we call infrastructure. And you know what infrastructure is? The bridges and hospitals and roads. They've totally devastated it. Those bombs, that big bomb buster they dropped on that country. You drop one in Charlotte, you fill it in Columbia. Kill their babies. It's just the sheer aftershock kills you. Shut down organs. That's a twisted mind to do something like that. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. You drop those things. And so there is a greed, but it's not. It is a covetousness, botash, for gain. And you will do anything to get it. Violence. You will kill. You will bring false accusations. You will lie. Those people that took down the Twin Towers, they were not from Iran or Iraq. They were Saudis, Saudi Arabia. Why did not they bomb the hell out of Saudi Arabia? Because of oil, of the wealthy conglomerates, the Mobils, and the BPs, and the Chevrons. Why do they despise Mr. Chavez down here in Venezuela? The election was democratically won. He won it by the process that this nation called. They starved the hell out of the folks over there in Palestine when the poor folks, voted for Hamas. That's who they voted for. And so they said, we will cut off all the money. We will oppress the people, drive them out. We will kill them. Even Mr. Bush goes there the other day. Do you not know that There were nine. He was only there 2 days. Two. If I fly, I take one baggage. Man said to me one time, that's all you got, you and your wife. That's it. Don't need but one. That's all I take, one. He says, they took nine tractor trailer loads. Nine suitcases for 1, 2 days. You don't see the demented mindset of this nation, this gross pomposity, arrogance. That's the spirit of capitalism. That's what it does. It's when it's greedy and selfish. So he went there for a photo op. There shall be no shalom there. None. There shall be none. I don't care who is in power. Okay, what man? There shall be no shalom. For Yah shall establish his throne in Jerusalem. And Jerusalem. Yah shall. It shall not come by the Zionists. No. It shall come by the ruler of Yah, to the power of his Hamashiach. And he shall raise up the Nabi to stand and declare the power of his kingdom. He's not using Zionists. He's not using intelligence. He's not using their government. For it shall be one beast upon his Mishra, his government. And it shall be. So they can go and serenade each other and drink wine and enjoy their pedophilial kind of activities, but it shall not be. We are stupendous people. Yahweh says his people are sottish. They're stupefied. That's what he said about his people. My people are lost because they lack knowledge. Because we are emotional people, aren't we? Well, he said that. I just don't like that, the way he said that. You don't. But be around me long enough, there'll be a lot of things I say you won't like. Hallelujah. Yeah, it will be. And I don't take them back either. Can I ask you a question? Are there things that Yah says to you that you don't like them? Why sure he does. I don't like that, Yah. Love my enemies. Love my neighbors, my chef. You really can't love because you don't love yourself. I love me. I do. I don't care what you. I love me. I love me. I love David. I don't care if he's stinking. I don't care what he looks like, I love him. Hallelujah. That's right. I look at me sometimes, sweat pouring everywhere. The more I look at, I love you, man. Look at your eyes and lick your tongue. I look at that and look at every aspect. I just talk to him, I love you. I love you. How can I love him unless I love me? Because you're calling in difference, you can't love. So I cannot love him unless I love me. I must love my neighbor, my brother, as I love myself. I can never love no one unless I love me. It begins. And I love me. I love me. I love me. I love me. I love looking at me. I love talking to me. I love working with me. I love me. I do. And I talk to me. You talk to yourself. Yeah, I talk to myself all the time. I may smell like a musk ox, but I'm talking to me. Come on, David. Come on, boy. You dumb thing. You stupid thing. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on, come on. You sure look ignorant, don't you, boy? That's all right. I love you. That's why I tell you that. Come on, boy. That's how I talk to me. Oh, you think I talk to me? Oh, you're handsome. You're this. No. You look. Come on, boy. That's who I talk to me. All the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, now, who could speak with such profoundness like a man like Solomon? Solomon or Solomon. Who could speak like that? He also says here in Mishlei Proverbs 20:16. Now, this is, do we not have rulers or czars or princes or powers? He says in Mishlei Proverbs 28:16, the prince that wants understanding is also a wonderful man. Say that again, brother. Say it loud. You tell me that the czar, the prince that wants understanding is also a great oppressor? You all don't believe that. Did I say that or did the book say that? That's what it says, doesn't it? That's why we have these institutions today to make people think that they have great knowledge and they go out and these are the same ones that oppress the people. CEO making 500 million, the folks struggling. You dog of hell. That's wicked. That's why these yuppie nights and these buffy nights, jetter nights,
They come out of their Greek institutions filled with such pollution. And they looked out on the needy of the poor. Well, I pull myself, help hypocrite whore, you laid in bed all the time. Drunk when you out all night drinking. Man, they got ways of faxing and texting, and they do all that in these colleges. Man, they just a bunch of cheaters, liars. Got someone cutting in your brain, don't they like experiment like that. You imagine the amount of people down in the hospitals every day? Look at our precious sister Renee. They've cut that woman for the last 4 or 5 months. And she's near death, close than where she was before she went there. They poured every kind of medicine, they experimented. We are fools. A fool. No, nothing bad happens. Precious in the sight of Yah. Sure it is. Don't never let the enemy take that from you. It's the death of his precious Kedushim. It is. I want to read something out of the Apocrypha Sirachis. I want to read this. He said, those that seek understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hate that saw covetousness, greed, shall prolong his days. Are we getting sick in this nation like no other nation? To be an industrialized nation, we're one of the sickest, are we not? To have some of the most modern and technological advances than any nation, we're the most sickly. We're a nation that is inhibited. Our babies are filled with drugs and poison from the cradle to the womb. They starve before their babies and they pump that trash in them. I was saying to Brother Dale, we were traveling on yesterday, we were talking. And I was telling him how Sister Teresa had told Sister Roberts, she and Brother James, they were at a doctor's house. And he said to them, he does not even put that kind of stuff in his son. He hasn't even allowed them to do that to his son. He's a doctor. And from the cradle, they began to poison your babies. Their minds are messed up. You wonder why? Come on. Autism and. Nothing like that was around in the 50s and 60s. And the minds, the diets. Hallelujah. We may have had cornbread and gravy in the morning if you got that or some of that. What is that stuff? Mullet or... I hate that. Never acquired the taste for that. Don't give me no mush. Granted, but she knew that it was iron on the bones. She knew to put iron on the bones. That mush, but she knew it put iron on the bones. And a biscuit, she knew good. Hallelujah. We did not have this thing. What do they call this in school today where children get lunches? What is that? This act that came, Congress passed. What is it? No, not that, mother. It's about the food. The daycares can get that and all of that. It's part of a program. What is that? It's a nutritional thing, but what do they call it? Say it again. No, it's not WIC, but it's a program that, what did they call it? Children must have breakfast in school in the morning and all that. Those that can't afford it, those that don't have breakfast. It's a program. What was that? What was that thing you were on there when they were, you had that daycare? They give you the money. No, Elder. That's all right. I'll move on. But that's what it's for. Even with all of that, what they've done, when I was in school, the old teachers, they had buyers to go buy food and they brought it to the cafeteria and they cooked it. Now this trash comes from everywhere. And these greedy dogs in this capitalist society, they are pinching and they're biting. They're putting every kind of damn trash in your sons and your daughters in these whorehouses. And you wonder why their attention span. Look at your sons and look how long their attention span is. They have no attention span at all because they're putting this damn poison in them. They have no attention span. They can't stay focused. Their minds cannot articulate the simplest of things. I can't recall that program, but I know it's a program. Hallelujah. That they feed the children in the morning for breakfast. When I was growing up, there was no such thing. Hallelujah. We did not have anything like that in the morning. We did not. And so Brother Ricky is the president of a corporation of the division, and he looks for ways they feed those prison houses, the largest food service in the world. And he looks to save money because they look to make so much on each prisoner. And so he looks to buy at cost or the cheapest he can buy so the corporation will make money. And he says to me one day, he said, Pastor Roberts, can I tell you something? They're never happy.
I don't care how much I make them, and I make them millions of dollars, they're never happy. We need another dollar. We need one more dollar. Make another dollar. Make another. He says, frustrating. And it is. So they look for anything. They don't care where it comes from. They don't care. They look to make dollar. They don't care what they put in your children. They don't care. They put it in them. These chemicals, these things, it destroys their mind to process, to understand, to internalize things. It does. That's why the enemy got us eating the way we eat today. We have no consciousness that we'll let some whore out here that you never met, some punk man, digging in his buttocks and his nose, handling the money. I want a slice of pizza. They put their hand. I watched this woman at this store, this Indian up here. They don't even eat the trash they sell to the public. Pork chops and all of that. Those folks go in there. They grab it and whatever. She grabbed the money. Okay, $5.15. She put that in the cash register. She go in there with her hand. Don't wash your hands. And I'm looking at her. I say, who would eat that? But they buy it up. And that's the way you are when you go out there to that trash. Hallelujah. Y'all's talking to you. He's not talking to the folks up here. He's talking to you that listen to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read this quickly. Listen quickly. It says in Shirach. It says this in Shirach. I'm not going to finish it all today, but that's all right. Y'all pray, Pastor, get back on this. I got so much stuff. It says in Shirach. Just listen to this. It says in Shirach 14:8. It says this. Evil is the man with a grudging eye. He averts his face and disregard people. That's what the wicked do, the rich. A greedy man's eye is not satisfied with a portion. And mean injustice withereth the soul. He intends to wither the soul of man. They show the mean injustice. A greedy man. A baltash man. A man that's willing to take your last dollar by fraud. This capitalist spirit, it intends to wither your soul. You go to work, withering. You come back home, you're beat. You got to get up in the morning, you got to press and go to work, and you're beat. You come home, you press, you're beat. You kick the dog, and then you slap your wife in her mouth. She comes home from her job. She's had to put on her front all day with all these false folks. You say, how are you doing? She can't even respond. You don't even speak to each other. You walk past each other. Come on, you people. There's no interaction because that's what the wicked does. It withereth your being. It breaks you down. It reduces you, bring you down to nothing. And it does that to control every aspect of your movement, your life, your thought process. That's what it does. Yeah, mate, man, he put him in the garden. Intend for us to get back to the roots of where he brought us from. Hallelujah. Begin to detoxify these old bodies and labor with our hands and grow. And when you see that, even though it's hot out there, you see the beauty of that corn. I say to the brothers this year, we've picked things in the past, but this year we harvest things. Different between harvesting and picking. You understand. We got to harvest. When you harvest something, there's a gentleness to it. You understand. When you pick it, you come on, bro, get that melon. Now, when you harvest, you take your time. That one's right. Come on. Hallelujah. You finish. You look at that and say, man, give me one of those tomatoes. Give me a part of that okra. Oh, man, here you okra. Huh? Stops his car in the middle of the sweet potato harvesting season. He walks out in the garden and says, that one's a big. Ooh, give me that one. Give me that one. I'm taking these and going home. That's what we got to do. Hallelujah. That's why Yah says, don't pull the tear up. Let the wheat and the tear grow. See, that's what you do when you pick. But when you harvest, he said, harvest it only one time. I'll separate. That's what the combine does, doesn't it? One of these combines today, they don't let nothing get through but the wheat. That's a fact. You don't find no corn all dirty with all kind of stones and all that. That corn is just them corn. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. He come on, can you imagine if he had 10,000 pounds of rocks in the midst of the corn, he'd lose money. Oh, corn. Save his machine, his money. Sure it does. The system is not of Yah. It is one that is birthed from the belly of Shaitan. birthed by the powers of darkness. That's why Shatan said to Yeshua, he said, all this is mine. To whomsoever I give, I will, because it has been delivered unto me. So the kingdoms of the world are delivered into the hands of Shatan. When the people reject Yah, he gives them kings after their own heart. That's why he gave us a whoremonger for the whole house up there. They call it the White House. That's why he gave us a liar and a cheat that followed him, and a murderer and a killer and a thief. That's what Mr. Bush is. I just tell it like it is. Hallelujah. That's what he is. People, a man that encroached upon a nation and say, even though if Mr. Saddam, he did not harbor no terrorists, he hated them because they were detriment to his government. And then they say, we would have killed them anyway. So you divide people upon line, here the liberals over here, the conservatives over there. You got the moderates here, and you got the liberal moderate conservative. You got the liberal moderate Republicans, and the liberal moderate white Republicans. You got the black Republicans, you got the white Democrats, you got the black Democrats. And they divide the people along sector, along economics, and then they began to instrument Mr. Murdoch and all these powerful men that own these, on the media power. Are they rich men or poor men? They're rich men, and so they began, and Mr. Murdoch, he pays quite, he owned the London Times, New York, all of them. He pays attention as to what things. He is a very vivid man in the editorials of what is in the papers. When I really read the paper, that was one of the first places I would go to the editorials. And so they implement the spirit into the mindset because he's a multi-billionaire. He looks to make money. That's what he does. And so divide the people along those lines. So you get them fighting, and the rich says, look at that, they fell for the net. Hallelujah. Poor white folks just treated just like poor Negroes. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. But then they would divide the white man and make him think that he suffered an affliction and the man of color, and they create a dichotomy there, and then they're both ignorant as hell, and then they kill it, they fall for the net. That is the truth. And you show the rich man in the system, he sits back and says, I got them all. Hallelujah. You know, there's a saying that 85% of the population of the world is just an ignorant mass of people. There are 5, 6%, 8% that really rules the world. Very small fragment. That's the truth. In this nation, North and South America, you have less than 10,000 people with $1 million or more. It's concentrated in the hands of a few. This nation is worth around $15 trillion. The world's wealth is worth around $75 trillion with inflated dollar, unless you want to go to the euro. Yes, in the hands of a few, they own it all. Everything. That's what capitalism does. The system of Yah. Hallelujah. There's a system of justice. A system of justice. The poor man labors hard and works, and he gets enough to eat, enough to bring him back the next day. The rich man, he will buy a $10,000 toilet. All you got to do in that thing is bush. What can you do in a bathtub that because it's laid out with inlaid with gold and all that? $50,000. Look at this whore out here in Missouri. What's her name? This Myers, this Jezebel slut. She spent $30,000 just for bathroom fixtures. We built this building, bought that house, built that building, basketball court, that building, and it barely had $30,000 in it. This whore spent that much in bathroom fixtures. That's what she does. And boast about it too. They're wicked. That's just really capitalist. And that's what's in these whorehouses today. Is that the Ruach of Yah? Hallelujah. It's wicked. Hallelujah. Come on. You know, it's something because how long does the average football game last, brothers and sisters? Come on, it's about 4 hours for a football game, isn't it? Yeah, it is. You figure you get there, they do a little. If a person is going to a football game, if you're going to a football game, if you're going to the Panthers, let me say this. We'll close in a few minutes. Not because of your impatience. If a person is going to a football game, they will get there around 7 in the morning. Especially those that are going to tailgate. They come with their friends. They'll eat a little something. The game starts at 1, right? They're there all the time, are they not? And so when the game comes on at 1, they're usually not out to 4, are they not? Sure it is. You don't know anything about sports. They think about that long. Halftime, about a half an hour. About 40 minutes. Each quarter, about 15 minutes. Hallelujah, your first quarter, that's an hour, that's a half an hour, another half an hour. So it takes you all day to go to a game, do all that, for folly and foolishness. But when it comes to Yah and His Shabbat, we're very impatient people. You understand? What are you going to do before he commands you to do this? Rest. Huh? But you can sit there and watch television all day. Hallelujah. I feed you the word of Yah. I'm not going to stop because of you. If you don't want to be here, leave. I don't have no problem with that. Get up, leave. You won't have no problem with me. Hallelujah. But I will not curtail things for you because of your lethargicness and your lethargic nature and your laziness. You will go to hell. Hallelujah. That's the truth. A stingy man's eyes begrudge bread, and it is lacking at his table. He's stingy. The words of wisdom from Sirach, my son, treat yourself well. I'm going to treat myself well according to your means. And present worthy offerings to Yahweh according to your means. Treat yourself well. And then you do that which is right unto Yah. Remember, this is what he says, listen. Remember that death will not delay. But they tell you you can live 15 years of your life. I was reading this morning that if you eat 11 servings of veggies, and that's a lot of servings, 11 servings of veggies and fruit each day. Man, come on. That's pretty tough. But if you eat 11 servings of veggies and fruits each day, this is the arrogance of this wicked mindset in America. You exercise vigorously and you don't smoke and drink moderately, you add 14 years to your life. Well, Hezekiah couldn't add anything, but Yah added it, did he not? And so this reminds me here in Sirach, death will not be delayed. It will come. And your doctor won't save you either. Your medicine will not save you either. Death is going to come. You can look at everyone in here. From the smallest of the cutest to the roughest of the old haggards, you're going to die. Period. No questions asked. You will die. I thought about that last night, Mama. I was lying in bed. I said, boy, you know. Hallelujah. Y'all's been tough to me. I have no complaints. Take me now. Preaching and eating like this after day, I'm all right. But I know. You're going to die. I don't care if you go out there and walk 5 miles and run 5 miles and do 10 miles. You're still going to die. You're going to die, preacher. I don't care if you get in that bench for 500 pounds. Still going to die. Still going to die. You're going to die. And I know that. And I have no qualms with that either. I bless Yah. Because he said, it is appointed. Hallelujah. And I know I'm going to come to that point of my appointment. And I will cease to live in this life. But I will treat myself well, all right? Y'all treat yourself well. Don't be a fool. Don't eat stuff to kill you. Don't go out there and drink a cup of cider like Jim Jones had the folks. Don't be a fool. And if I tell you that, you say, fool, get out of my face. You understand? I've got to feed your life so you live. I'm going to give you bread so you live. I'll give you the sustenance that you'll live. I'll give you the matter that you will live and not die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that a greedy eye is a bad thing. What has been created more greedy than the eye? Therefore, it shed tears from every face. It will rob, kill, and destroy. There's nothing more greedy, more harsh, more covetous than the eyes. You shall not covet. You shall not be greedy. Don't be greedy. Don't do anything to get gain, to kill, to destroy without conscience. That's what capitalist does, the system. It creates this mentality. That is, there's no sensitivity to no one. You see what it has done? It says to Cuba, a little nation that could not, can't even beat a grasshopper, don't have enough to fight nobody. Go to hell. It says to China, you got 1 billion+ people. If we just sell you a little bit of stuff, we'll make money. We'll press the hell out of them. This Jezebel, like a Pat Roberts, invested millions of dollars there. And he says, leave the Chinese alone. And yet he tells these dumb jackass, they call themselves Christians, well, we shouldn't be aborting babies away. And yet he says, that's their prerogative if they want to abort babies. The man said it out of his own mouth. We have nothing to do with that because money can be made. That's why. Money can be made. They can sell steel. That's why. Why do you think the price of steel has gone up? Don't you know 20 years ago there were less than half a million cars in China? Don't you know that there were only like 2,000 or 3,000 television sets in there? Do y'all hear me? And now the infrastructure, they have a Walmart there that is three stories high. The city there, Guantanamo, it has that one city have 25 million people. Just one city. Does a city like that close? Never. So you can sell all you want to. That's the spirit of the capitalist mindset. It will oppress and suppress and kill the people because the eye is greedy. Oh, Dave, he got a dollar. Well, you got one too. I know, but you give a child a dollar. One day I gave the little kids a dollar. And of course, they didn't know. I laid out 100, 20, 10, and 1. Well, they knew the one because they've been used to getting that. So they looked at each other. So they pointed at the one. Now they've gotten a little wiser. They know the difference between a 1 and a 5 now. A 5 and a 10. 10 and a 20. And so I gave them a $1 bill. And usually when they got there, it was happy as a jaybird in one of Brother Joe's fetus trays eating. And so they looked at me one day and said, give me another one. I said, come here. Give me that one. Give it here. Get out of here. Sure, I did that. Sure, I did. Get out of here. Next time I won't give you nothing. Get out of here, both of you. Yeah, I did that. Hallelujah. If I gave him another, then the next time I'll give him another one too. Next time, give me another. See, the eye is greedy because nobody says, get out of my face. Get out of here. I slapped him inside the head and made him get out. Give you nothing. Give it back. I was a kid. Someone gave you 10 cents here. You're happy. Hallelujah. So there's nothing like the eye. And how is this eye created? Well, Yeshua tells us if the eye is evil, then the whole body is full of darkness. There's much to this teaching. I'm not going to finish it today. I'll get back to it. There's much more, really. But there are things that I must touch on. Hallelujah. Yah knows, he knows our needs. Do you understand that? He knows that. Can you not tell when your body needs certain things? I know, but I can tell when my body needs water. I can tell when I need to drink water. I can tell. I don't want no apple cider. I want water. Just plain water. Hallelujah. I don't want no drinks. I don't want no energy drinks. I don't drink that trash. Get me H2O, just plain Vasa. Water. Don't want nothing. Don't want no soda pop. Just give me water. Just water. Hallelujah. As I said, water. And we need the living water. We need to drink from this well that flows from the vein of Yeshua. That's what we need. Hallelujah. That's what we need. I want to close with a few verses here. Let me read this. Hallelujah. I want to close here because I'm going to close early today. Hallelujah. Pray Yah bless them, their brother Patrick, and the group that went up to Virginia. Yah's doing some wonderful things, and I bless him for that. I really do. Hallelujah. I barak him for all things. I do. Hallelujah. And there's so many wonderful scriptures here that I want to read. Let me read these. Hallelujah. It says in Isaiah, Yeshaya, chapter 56. The reason the people are blind and greedy because of those that he has placed in the order of his Torah teaching. And they have become caught up in this capitalist system. They're trying to build. They want to have. They want to live like royal kings. They want to live like a pompous lifestyle like the world. It says in Yeshaya 56:10. He said, his watchmen are blind, those that have turned away from the light of Torah, Yeshua. He said, they're all ignorant, and they all are ignorant. They're all, not some, they're all ignorant. He said, they're dumb dogs, they cannot bark, sleep, lying down, and they love to slumber. This is what he calls them. He says, yes, They are greedy or covetous dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own ways. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. Now, are those not the tenets of capitalism? You look to set your own prices. You look to make gain. You say what you want is only for you. Is that not the spirit of capitalism? It's the spirit of a dog. That's what capitalism is. It's a dog spirit. It creates greedy dogs. America is a nation of greedy dogs. I'm not going to be gentle with her. She has killed, she's oppressed, she's destroyed people. She's broken homes, ran the husband off because of this capitalist system. She's caused the daughter to be given over in the whoredom just for a few trinkets of this capitalist-driven mentality. And she becomes a dog selling herself for some trinkets. She caused the man to lose his nature, his manhood as a man because of the system. I worked at IBM. And I will not allow them to ever do me like that. I watched the man have been working there for 30 years. I watched it. George Clay. And I watched this other man. He was his manager. I watched him denigrate him to a point. It was not a chastisement of something that he did wrong. It was to exert his power. And I watched this man almost go to a fetal position with his tail curled between his buttocks. Just like a dog does. When the alpha dog stands up. I watch that. And of course I'm standing there. And I'm looking at the one who's doing that to him. And I looked at him. And he looks at me. I was nothing but a peon. But you were not. I would not let you do that to me. He was wrong what he did to the man. The man was a hard-working, faithful man to the company. And he did him that way to exert. That's what those in the system, that's what they do. He looked down on you with, he puffed at you. Just like Granny would say when something happened, like, shoot, I ain't thinking about that. That's what they do. And that's what this system does. And so when you see one that's driving a car newer than yours, or you think better than yours, and it's been made on some sweat factory floor, you feel like a little small piece of peanut. You think they're better than you because you are ignorant as a fool. Hallelujah. My substance is not a piece of tin, a piece of cloth. That's not me. Hallelujah. It's not in any intellectual properties. I know that I'm a son of Yah. I've been elected by him, by his sovereign choice. For I am a child of Yisrael. And I speak with great boldness. And you're not going to back me down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you don't look like when you don't know what one looks like. That's why you speak like that. The heart is greed. I want to close with this last verse. Listen to it. It's in Jeremiah. Jeremiah. It says, for from the least of them, Jeremiah 6:13. Now this includes you too. From the least of them, even unto the greatest, the gadol, the greatest. Of them, everyone is given to greediness, a covetousness, a besta. They're given to greed. From the Nabi even to the Kohen, everyone deals falsely, shakar, and lies and deception. From the least to the greatest, is given to covetousness. They're given unto greed, unto besta, greed. It's a greed that is uncontrollable. It's a greed that has no boundaries. Our children are taught to be greedy from conception. They're taught to be selfish, are they not? That's what the capitalist system does. This man taught, give it here. It's not a spirit of sharing. It's not a conscience of giving. The more you give, then Yah gives back to you. Hallelujah. We don't even teach them that. It's a damnable, corrupt thing that has been birthed out of this whore, this capitalist system. And our wealth of our place in Yah is based upon something that we think we have. Let me tell you something, as the evangelist Horn would remind us all. He's never seen a U-Haul, and even in his death, there was not one that followed him. Naked you came into this world, and naked you are going to leave, honey. You're going to leave naked. Because you all shall see death. From the least of you to the greatest. And whoever you the greatest is, then you serve the people of Yah. You're great among us, then serve us. That's all I want you to do. Serve me, that's all. You that are great. Hallelujah. Not your oratorical skill, because you have none. Not any of us. You have not created anything. Nothing. Hallelujah. And nor these thieves that think that they have created anything. This is one of the only nations that patent on things that you can never touch it. The only nation. You go to other nations, they do something, come out, somebody else build it, so what? This is a greedy, that's why it's called a capitalist nation. It captivates, it brings people under bondage, and it destroys them. May the shalom of Yah rest upon you all. We brought you all, you that are listening by the live stream. May He strengthen you. May He cause, hallelujah, wonderful. The house will be full with all those that are listening. You that are listening, send a gift and an offering to strengthen the works of Yah. Those that are listening by the live stream of the recordings of the shortwave radio, that we may reach the brothers and sisters in India and all over the world throughout different parts of the United States. You all send a gift to help and to assist in those areas. We don't need any money for money. We just want you to help the works of Yah here. We're not looking for money. Hallelujah. You don't have to send a dime. It's not going to impede anything at all, because the works of Yah, they shall continue with or without. That we said, I was young, now I'm old, I've never seen the Siddiq of the righteous of Yah, his seed out baking bread. He's never seen them forsaken or his seed out baking bread. So I don't beg bread. I have plenty of bread. Yeshua is my bread. Hallelujah. Bless you, little Hava. Did I wake you up with that loud voice? Hallelujah. I want to read this before I close, all right? I want to read this word. I hate this word guy. When people call you guys, don't call my woman a guy. I tell people, my woman is not a guy. She's a woman. She's a wife. Don't call them. I want to show you what it means. Even the transient form and the transient verbs and the noun. And I want to show you where the word even came from. Hallelujah. So don't call me no guy. I hate that word. Even the military. You guys. Well, the military, really, they didn't call you that. Soldiers. Hallelujah. But it's a despicable expression. You need to eradicate it from your vocabulary. I hate it. That's right. I hate it. Because I know what it means. Okay, I want to read this. The word guy in the noun. In that form of speech. One of the seven parts of the speech of the English grammar. The word in the noun. It means that this is what the word guy is. It's a noun. It's a rope, chain, rod, wire attached to something as a brace or guide. Call you a guideline, a guy. In the transient verb, and you know what a transient verb is, characterized by having or containing a direct object. You know what a transient verb is. Now, you all that are younger than me, you learn that better than me, all right? I didn't understand the seven parts of the speech of grammar and all of that. You understand? So we talk about the transient verb. If it's used in a transient verb context, it is to steady or to reinforce with a guy. All right? Now, when it's used in the noun sense, when it's capitalized, often capitalized, look at this now. This is what it means. It is a grotesque effigy of God Focus. Now, I'll tell you who God Focus is when I finish. Traditional displayed and burned in England on Guy Fawkes Day, chiefly British, a person of grotesque appearance. They don't call me no damn guy. A woman no guy. People call him you guys. That irritates me. She's not a grotesque thing. My sisters are not grotesque. Don't call me guys. My brothers that guys. Call me a brother. Call her a sister. Don't call me no damn guy. This is a grotesque appearance. Number three, man, fellow, person, used in the plural of reference to the member of a regroup, regardless of sex. Now, that's why they will remove the gender. No, I'm a man. She's a woman. Did y'all call man a man? He called woman a woman? That's enough, isn't it? Not guys. There's a difference between a man and a woman. I'm a man.
as a woman. Totally different. Can't you see that? Huh? Her features are softer than mine. Don't want to be soft. That's why I grow a beard so my features don't look soft like hers. Hallelujah. You look at, listen to this now. It is individual, creature. Listen now. Individual, creature, the other dog's pal and companion to the little guy. It's a dog. When it's used in the transit verb 1854, to make fun of, to ridicule. To make fun of, to ridicule. Guy Fawkes Day. This is what it is. Date 1825, November the 5th, observed in England as a commemoration of the seizure of Guy Fawkes in 1605 for an attempt to blow up the House of Parliament. Also, wise guy, mobster. Now, that's what the word derived from. Guy Fawkes was the guy that tried to blow up Parliament. And believe me, if you ever seen Parliament in their debating, it is one of the most silliest group of stupid men you want to deal with. Well, Mr. Brown, I say to you, we are the liberal conservatives. I say to you, you said that plan was so and so. That's how they act. I've seen clips of it. It is a funny, it is full of folly. It is a foolish thing. Then you have the ones chatting, and he'll get on, well, Chancellor Jones, that situation was taken care of June 15, 1985, and if you will look at your own laws that you enacted, then this is what you did. Answer me that. Well, then the next one will get up, well, Mr. Brown, you answered that. Answer me this. I want you to understand, will you answer me, look at me in my eyes, yes or no? No. Will we take the troops out of Iran? You know, you get the clamor and the folly. That's how it is. So this guy, Fawkes, he was the one that tried to blow up Parliament. So he was made to be ridiculed and made to be a punk. And so you use that word, you're saying that you're ridiculous. You're a dog's companion. Don't call me a guy. I hate that. Hey, when I'm talking to your brother, you guys, ouch! Now, you that are listening to me, don't ever use that with me. Hallelujah. And you brothers and sisters don't use it. Hallelujah. It doesn't describe the people of Yah. I'd rather you call me a saint. I don't like that word. I just call me a saint. Call me a brother. And Aki. All right? It's an Aki. You call me that. Don't call me no guy. Do you call my woman a guy too? No. Hey, come on. Don't call my woman no guy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you, may He strengthen you, Israel. May He cause His light to shine upon you. In all things we do barak you this day. Almighty Yah, we bless you for all things. Bless all of our listeners today, our friends, supporters, all those that have sent offerings on this week. I barak you, Yah, for every penny, every nickel. We barak you, we bless you for that. The gifts, the kindness, we told that you for all things. In the precious name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.